Yashoda. She who is the mother of Krishna, she who causes divinity to manifest. She who is obeyed by the gods, she who is formless consciousness, she who is the goddess, she who is angry, she who is the light of excellence, she who is the supreme ruler of vibrations of excellence, she who radiates, she who is the mother of the form in the form of letters, she who manifests what you value, she who is what you value, she who is the supreme ruler of union, she who is the great destroyer, she who comes in the form of a bee, she who is the intrinsic nature of the form of knowledge, she who is ambassador, she who is the supreme ruler of life, she who is hidden. You have to look inside to find her.
So what does it mean she who comes in the form of a bee?
Remember Brahmori. She manifested in the 11th chapter of the Chandi in order to destroy the demon Biprachit, who agitated awareness.
What is the bee?
The bee always goes for the nectar. The bee goes to the essence, to the root, to find the nectar all the time. And always, it's very different from the fly. Fly is always in the dirty places.
Yeah.
So when it says in the Chandi, she'll come as a bee.
Yeah.
She comes to, in this respect, in that the awareness becomes fixed on the honey, or is like she's going to come as a big bee?
Well, maybe both are true. However, as sadhus, we're more concerned with the metaphysical application of these mantras, the metaphysical interpretation. We're not really reading these as historians. Yes?
Isn't there a humming sound like a bee that occurs sometimes when one's having the...
Yes.
Is it the divine?
There is a humming sound.
Divine. Mm-hmm.
Very true. Also, the bee is always searching for nectar. And here the nectar means amritam, the nectar of immortal bliss, the nectar of pure knowledge, pure awareness. So here's this bee with his hum, who is humming away in search of pure knowledge and pure consciousness, going right to the nectar, avoiding all the dirty places. That's why Mother always says, don't be like a fly, be like a bee. Who is the intrinsic nature of the form of knowledge? She who is ambassador. She who is the supreme ruler of life. She who is hidden. She who is everywhere. She who plays the Dhammarudram. Dhamma, 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 Dhammarudram. She who is radiant light, she who is hunchbacked or crippled, she who manifests wisdom, she who is oldest, she who holds the sling, she who manifests without doing. The sling is, it's one of the weapons, is the Bhushundi. Bandhu, you're late for class. I saw him sitting outside.
Sorry.
This sling is very much comparable to this net of unity. It's a sling that unites and binds together. She who manifests without doing. She who manifests wealth. She who is secretive. She who is the supreme measurement of consciousness. She who is the supreme ruler of the seat of desire. She who is the beloved. She who nourishes with vegetables. She who engenders the seed. She who is consistently excellent, like a stone fixed in excellence. Shushila, the excellent stone. She's fixed, firm, in excellence. She who is excellently pure, she who manifests unsurpassed grace, she who is spinning in the attachment for the loss of wealth, Sampat Shila Tivikrama. She is spinning, she's whirling, and she makes us all whirl in the attachments to all of our attachments, all that we hold dear. Everything that we are attached to is our wealth. And we are spinning in that attachment, and she is spinning with us. She who is the conveyance of the offering of blessings, she who is the beloved, she who is the mother of circumstances, she who makes the body free from sin, she who is heat and light, she who is the cause of heat and light, she who is the universe, she who is the giver of enjoyment, she who is the supporter of enjoyment, she who has three parts. We might say the gross body, subtle body, and causal body. She who manifests wisdom, she who is controlled, she who is all, she who is the intrinsic nature of the universe, she who is the form of the seed, she who is the great configuration of the cosmos, she who controls, she who is the intrinsic nature of union, she who is the flower of infinity, she who wears the girdle of infinity. Now, this infinity is Ananga, another name of love. So there's a double meaning here. Ananga is without a body, with Ananga. He has no body because he's infinite. But it's the name of love because Shiva burned him to ashes and made love Ananga. Remember when love was sent to inflict his passion on Shiva, and Shiva got mad and burned him with the fire from his third eye. So she is wearing this Ananga. That's her gown, her girdle. And she is holds the flower, or is the flower of Ananga, infinity. She who is the intrinsic nature of infinity. She who is the intoxication of infinity. She who is the limit of infinity. She who is the supreme ruler of the goad of infinity. She who is the gardener who cultivates infinity. She who is the supreme ruler of all desire. She who performs discipline for all objectives. She who is the expression of all applications of spiritual knowledge. She who is the intrinsic nature of the intoxicating light of infinite love. That's a pretty good name. Hello, she who is the intoxication of the intoxicating light of infinite love. It's a very nice name to be called. She who is the supreme ruler of lightning. And she who is mother. She who dissolves all pain into the infinite. She who is a young lady with six limbs. Remember, we perform sharanganyas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is called sharanganyas, the six places of the body. She is a young lady with six limbs. She who is united in union. She who is the cultivator of radiance. She who resides in the distance. She who is a difficult ideal to attain. She who gives knowledge that is difficult to attain. She who is the intrinsic nature of the reliever of difficulties. She who is the end of distance. She who takes away evil action. She who is knowledge that is difficult to attain. She who is the mother of all difficult action. She who is the supreme ruler of laughter. She who resides in a triangle, Kamakala, all of the threes. She who is the feeling of nourishment from vegetables and produce of the earth. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. If you have any questions about any of the names that we've covered so far.
Wasn't there one earlier on this evening? She used the ring of fire.
The ring of fire?
The circle of fire.
She sits
in the circle of fire. Remember when we do the Agni Prajwalita? We light the fire outside ourselves in the deity, and we create a ring of fire, a circle of fire, and then the meditation with rung, 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 is to make the walls of the circle go higher and higher and higher, and you conceive that the fire is emanating from the ground and going up as high as you can possibly imagine. Who sits in the circle of fire? Agni Prajwalita. You'll find that in the Cosmic Puja. You'll find that in the Shiva Advanced Puja. Also, in the invocation of the fire, in the Yagya Padoti, Agni Prajwalita comes.
She who is the end of all hell?
Yes.
Elaborate?
I wonder why. I'd rather not.
Right, just have the hell end.
Rather just have the hell end. But the hell is the hell of our own creation, of course. And when we're in confusion and conflict and bound by attachments, we are living in a hell. And when she comes into our lives, it just becomes very cool. Yes, Parvati.
This is a Sanskrit question.
You've been with Shiva Dasi all week.
I'm trying to learn Sanskrit.
You better talk to her.
When you bring up the sandhi, the sandhi's in the names, sometimes it's not her complete name, it's not the same name down here, it's broken up differently in the sandhi. What she's saying is that when you stop, you're stopping
right
in the middle of a name in many of the chance.
Not many of them.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. And that's not necessarily true. Give me an example. No, give me the verse number.
Verse 691.
No, that's not a verse. That's a name. Give me a verse number. Ananga Kusuma?
So Ananga Kusuma Nanga.
No.
Then it breaks it up.
Oh, okay.
Like the breaking up the sandhi, but the names are.
Yes. What's your point?
I'm just wondering about that. How can we break it up in the middle of our name and the sandhi?
Because use the rule of eights. Now, what this is saying is Ananga Kusuma, Ananga Mekala, Ananga Rupini. Do you see those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you chant it, you would say Ananga Kusuma Nanga. Mekala Ananga Rupini. Because of the meter of Anushtup Chanda, there are 32 syllables to the verse. After every 8 syllables, you're going to break the sandhi. The sandhi will automatically break in the Anushtup Chanda. So Ananga or Ananga Mekala. You better ask Shiva Dasi.
I'm asking you.
Well, we'll talk about it privately now. Because obviously you're not understanding. Mm-hmm. I can see the question mark. So we'll get to that later.
So, Swami, how do you chant the next one, the second line?
I'm sorry. Ananga kusuma nanga.
No, ananga malini kame, kame.
Kama.
Oh, ananga malini kama. Or Kameshwari. You can run it together, or you could break the sandhi. If you break the sandhi, it would be Kama Ishwari Sarvartha Sadhika.
Okay.
You see how that works? And there is an extra syllable in that line because of breaking, if you break the sandhi. Now, if you don't break the sandhi, it would be Ananga Malini Kamesh. Wari Sarvartha Sadhika. So you, if you want to break the sandhi, it would be Kama Ishwari. Mm-hmm. Kama Ishwari becomes Kameshwari. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Good.
But we're breaking up her name. When we're doing, if we follow the sandhi, we're doing like half of her name. We're breaking it up.
Are you telling me I can't do that?
Yes. I'm not saying you can't do it.
Okay.
I'm just observing that. I guess it's okay to do that.
I guess it is. At least that's how I'm teaching the class. Do you understand what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Do you object to it?
No, I don't object to that.
Do you agree with it?
You are? I'm just observing it. That's all.
Oh, good.
That's all.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Question about the name 634.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Upasthara, she whose illumination is fearful. Would you say that it's like, you know, the intensity of her light is fearful, or the illumination that she brings is fearful?
Mm. Well, both are very, very close. Tara is the illuminator. She is the star. And her illumination is so bright, it's frightening. It's ukra.
Well, what she illuminates becomes terrifying.
Boy, that could be too. What she illuminates. When she illuminates our attachments and our egotism, and we take a look at her, we say, oh, where did that come from? So it could be in either way, yes.
Either way, most likely both.
Yeah, probably. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. Next time we could probably finish the 1,000 names, and then we probably have 2 sessions after that in order to go through the tantric offerings, which would be a very interesting class, how to perform the sacrifice of animalism, cut our egos. Om Sang Saraswati.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Yeah.